104 HKX. Mobile.
Good morning again, KK4 NXC.
David Day.
Calling for you.
I'm sorry I doubled with you.
Ask how things have been going for you.
Been going busy. I mean, it's just been crazy. I guess more on the administrative side for me, but the shop, we had a couple slow days last week, but this week seems to be booming.
But with the shortage of help, I'm sure everybody's working to the max right now. I know they're looking for help. I mean, anything they can get.
Yeah, it is in all industries across the board. I mean, just nobody wants to work.
Think about how hard it's going to be to get them back to work. I mean, after you take a week off or 2 weeks off for vacation, how hard it is for you to come back. They've had almost 2 years.
I had a guy on workman's comp leave, and I was talking with one of the administrators of workers' comp, and they said that there is a psychological, there's a term for it, I can't remember it, I'm not a doctor, but there's a psychological thing that when you've been off of work for an extended period of time, you don't want to go back, because you've been off, you've been getting paid, you have no incentive to go back short of stopping that money.
I don't see this anytime soon, if ever. I mean, it's just going to go on and on because of that right there, much less all the free money everybody's getting.
And behind that, that's not by happenstance.
I know it's definitely an issue.
It was demise. I'll tell you what, short, you know, they talk about PVC. One of the hardware store tickets, they said yesterday, they cannot get PVC pipes. I know there is a shortage on plastic, but I don't know if that's the reason they can't get any, because you get it at Home Depot right now anyway. But Dan, I lost my train of thought, but it was going to be good. It's going to be good. I'll let that wheel come back around.
The shortages we're having with different things, plastic, Clorox, I mean, you name it, there's shortages with everything.
And there's some, a couple of places that I've called have not really fully opened up yet because they don't, their employees haven't come back to work. And that's what puts people in a hurt.
Toyo Tire, I don't know if they still are, but just last month, they were dealing with employee shortages when they furloughed everybody for all this mess. And then when they decided to start opening things back up, they couldn't get them to come back to work. So now they had to retrain everybody, so they're way behind on delivering tires because it's hard to get a set of tires right now.
I was setting out to say, if there's a shortage on common sense.
For sure, it's been short for quite some time, though. How's Shelly doing?
Pretty bad fall downstairs yesterday. She's doing good, but she's pretty sore and bruised up. Back's just black. I mean, she said she never has fallen that hard. She went down, I guess the steps were wet, and she had some flip-flops on and was in a hurry, and it messed her up. But she might have a cracked vertebrae or rib, but, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. I've been putting some pain-relieving, it's Arnica. Called something else, but it is Arnica. I've been putting that on her. She's resting. She slept good last night, so that happened yesterday. Other than that, she's been doing great.
Last time I talked to you, she had fallen and cracked a rib or a wrist. I can't remember which, but that's been probably a month and or so ago now.
Yeah, she was doing better from that. She had, she had mentioned she's having trouble with these falling. Because, you know what, one thing I'm concerned about is, when she had all that chemo, they said one of the side effects of that chemo was it'd make your bones brittle. And they wanted to put her on this medicine you had to take the rest of your life. But one of the side effects of the medication was it'd make your bones brittle. And we both decided, well, good golly, you know, why would you take something that you knew could make your bones brittle on top of them being brittle? So, yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out. She's in good health other than that fall yesterday.
I hope it's nothing serious and that she recovers from it real quick, gets back up on her feet and going. I know how tough that is when you're down like that, and one partner's trying to take care of the other one, and work too. It's tough.
Actually, reading in Ecclesiastes this morning where it says two's better than one, because if one falls, the other can help them up. And I thought about that whole scenario. She's able to function. She drove to, believe it or not, man, she drove to the doggone eye doctor. She's been seeing these floaters or little lights in her eyes. And so when she went to the doctor, they found out she's got a torn retina. And so, good golly, we got surgery scheduled. But, I mean, overall, she's doing good. These are just little minor setbacks, I think. They said they can fix that, so it wasn't a major deal.
But, I call him a friend, but he's actually a member of my wife's family. He had that done. He had those floaters in his eyes, and he had to go in and have his retina reattached. And he seems to be doing good now. It's been about 4 or 5 months now that he had it done. So I know he had good luck with it.
Heard any horror stories from anybody that I know that's had any kind of laser surgery or eye repair? I mean, everything's been good. I think that's kind of common stuff now.
Sometimes I find it very amazing what doctors can do and what they can fix. And then some of the little simple things, what you think are simple things, they can't do anything about.
Coming cold.
How's your garden doing?
Man, it's growing gangbusters.
Haven't even been up to my property at all that I bought since I got it, because everything I've had going on, I just hadn't had the time to devote to it. And then the price of lumber, I just didn't want to get started on anything and couldn't finish it.
Chicken pen, and needed some half-inch plywood, paid $40 for a sheet of that down there at Lowe's. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to put this place plywood on and try to find some scrap. I don't know, I'll probably use some pallet board. I can get pallets for nothing at work and just finish it out with pallet board. Good golly, man. That's expensive.
I get the pallet board too. So ours are pretty heavy duty. They usually got some 2x10s or 2x12s in them. So they're spending some serious money on pallets right now.
I mean, pallet boards look good. I mean, it's just a lot of headache taking them apart. But I'll see what I end up doing. I wanted to get me a couple, three chickens. And my daughter's got a bunch of chickens, good egg layers. And she's going to give me three when I get this thing finished. I just hadn't had a chance to do it. My mother-in-law's moved, and we got some things we have to do with her stuff. And so that's going to keep me busy here for the next probably week or so.
Yeah, maybe you'll get it soon, get it all taken care of.
Complaining, don't get me wrong. Things are going good for the most part, and they're going as scheduled anyway. So, yeah. You got a big route today?
This is my busiest day, but it's also my shortest route, or one of my shortest routes, because I stay pretty close into Greer and Taylor's right there on the that little line in there on Wade Hampton, so I don't move around a whole lot.
That's when you're making money.
Yesterday, I started out in Easley over on 123 as you're coming into Easley. And I go to the 153 and turn around and work my way back, work the Berea area right around White Horse Road, Cedar Lane Road, and then all the way over to Greer to get some shops that there's too much to fit on today. So I finish up over there and then make my way home. So I'm moving around quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah, what time you get normally get in?
From home yesterday till right at 6:30. So it was close to 8 o'clock before I got home.
Wow, that's a long day right there.
Close to that, if not later, tonight.
Good morning, KN4 TFW.
Good morning.
So bad as I didn't finish throwing out my call sign and I just unkeyed it. KO4CEF.
Hey, I'm 2 minutes early, I'll have you know.
Estinating, I'm going to miss you guys, but 7-3's to Ken and Andrew and Patrick. And you guys have a fantastic day. Be careful out there, and hopefully I'll talk to you in the morning. It's KK4NXE, and I'll be clear on your final.
Good day. Enjoyed the conversation this morning and was glad to hear from you. Look forward to talking to you again. Take care, Mike. 7-3's to you.
Have a good one. KN4 TFW. 4CN. On this Friday evening.
Good. I'm already down the mountain getting ready to turn on the 290.
Wish it was Friday evening. I hear you on that one. Hey, Patrick, they gonna let you have Monday off?
Monday off? Most of my shops are closed, or better than half of them, so ain't no point in me running. That dictates when I'm taking time off a lot of times. If everybody else is gonna work, I'll be there. If the majority's not, then there's no point in me coming.
Ed?
I heard from Ed this morning.
Remember to text him when I get in.
Early this morning and figured I'd hear from him, and he's the one I haven't heard from.
Either of them, so I might need to call and check on it.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
I had actually set my alarm clocks yesterday, so I'm a full time. The downside is we got an audit today, so those are always fun. In-house audits are a wonderful time, but I think it'll go smoothly.
Get those things. Today's the wrap-up day for our little outage.
Think about me while y'all sitting there in the air conditioning. I'll be out here sweating in my little toaster oven.
50% outside and then 50% at the office.
With air conditioning at work. It's cool, you know, they use water coolers. It's not hot. It's definitely not the worst place I've ever worked, but yeah, it ain't like standing in a trailer outside, so I gotta have to see that.
Air conditioner runs inside of there, but this week where it's been so hot and there's no insulation in that trailer, it's the only time they get any cool breeze is when you're standing right in front of it.
Not a unit. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I was saying most of cars are just them overseas containers and that out in the middle of the yard, and then the little parts room up in the shop is on a second story in a metal building.
Shipping containers sitting out in the sun are like ovens also.
Little fan in the back end, and they keep they have a little man door on it, and that's about it.
Change the subject, but can you remember yesterday telling me about the moon? And I was telling you about how the left side of the moon was covered up. I wonder if it was partially eclipsed yesterday morning.
Yes.
And it is on, it's not a full moon, but you can tell it's waning now or waxing. I can't remember which one's which, but it looked nothing like it did yesterday morning.
Late this morning.
Did y'all work any HF yesterday or get on the radio at all?
Into the net last night and just a couple contacts on here yesterday, and that was it.
And it for me, we were eating dinner and the neighbor lady called to see if I had a chainsaw she could borrow. I got over there and she was up in the top of the tree cutting branches out with the electric chainsaw that the chain was on backwards, and she was trying to remove us. I don't know, about a 25-foot maple tree that they're clearing out to put a pool in the backyard.
Making some real headway with that electric chainsaw and the chain on backwards.
Having a heck of a time. And I went over there and I'm like, well, dang, the chain's on backwards. But I used my gas power to cut the rest of the limbs and cut it down for her anyway.
Yeah, trying to use one backwards, I mean, it would be just... The kick on it would be horrible, I guess.
Get my mind around how you get the teeth in there to drive it. You know, how do you do that? How did you even get it on there?
She took it to the shop, and that's how they put it back together.
Surprised me, because you remember I ride around and deal with these folks, and that doesn't surprise me.
Buy a gas one.
What the gas powered one can do, I think she's got it in her heart to get one.
Say, I have one of the little 18 volt Milwaukee chainsaws, and I really like that little thing. And I've got several gas powered ones too, but it's nice to have that little electric one for something small and quick. But it'll surprise you what it will cut.
The YouTube video. Project Farm or something, I can't remember the name, but he did one, he did several brands, and I was surprised at how much they could cut. He had like a stack of 4x4s, and he was just cutting through them and timing them, and I was like, holy crap, I wasn't expecting to be able to do that much.
That one, they took the little battery pack.
First one I've had, I've been using chainsaw all my life, the gas-powered ones, and Milwaukee had a deal on these where you bought this and got this or whatever it was. I don't remember at the time. But, yeah, I picked one up for myself, and I'd sold several of them already. And, man, it surprised me how well it did. I really did.
You have one or two branches that you need to cut real quick. That'd be pretty good. KN4 TFW.
It'll actually take down, it's got a 16-inch bar on it. I mean, I wouldn't try to cut a load of firewood with it, obviously, but for the homeowner around the house, not have to worry about gas anymore and the carburetor gumming up and all that mess, you know, they're a real good alternative.
I don't have enough trees around me to worry about it, so it's something I won't really own.
Favorite tool that I have gotten lately is the Milwaukee multi trimmer, where you can put the pole saw or the hedge trimmer or the weed eater on it. Now I really, really love that tool around my house for helping me keep things trimmed up and cleaned up and pushed back.
With our bushes that we used to have, some of them. Big purple bushes, you can see them everywhere. man, them things would grow so freaking tall. You chop them down, they'd be back in a year or two, just full size, 6, 7, 8 feet tall. And you just couldn't keep them under control. But it's crazy. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3. I am getting ready to get off at the exit. So I'm going to get this antenna off this car. I hope y'all have a great day. Be safe on the road. And hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Andrew, have a good day. And don't work too hard out there. And be safe going home this afternoon. KO4HKX.
Good one, and I'll try to catch you later. KN4TFW.
When are they going to do something with this 290 out here? When are they going to fix this road?
Got to add first.
It's worse than what it is without being dirt.
Man, with so many trucks going up and down through there, you know what I mean? Like, with the sandy flats and everything like that, it's like, man, it's... It just takes a beating for sure.
Would definitely be better as a concrete road and about a 4-lane because, man, it's got so much traffic on it throughout the day, it ain't even funny.
Traffic on that thing in the afternoon?
Pretty much every afternoon I come home from this way. Yesterday was bad.
There in that ball field across from the Ingles, and you know, I'd be seeing dead stops right there, headed back towards the Greenville Tech and the Little Rebel. And I don't know how far it goes, but I gotta imagine it goes a long way.
He doesn't start clearing up heading out until you get out, past the Little Rebel a little bit. Past the bus garage and in that area is when it'll start thinning out and actually start moving along. But from there all the way back out here to Wade Hampton, man, it is just a nightmare. It's inching along the whole time.
Where the 101 splits off right there at that Taylor's Beach Shed, I was stopped right there waiting on that red light up there by the church by my house.
They're trying to turn left, and then nobody will let them turn, and that just stops up everything.
Thinking about putting a light there and everything, it's like, you know, it said, man, you need to put a turn lane or something here, and that they wouldn't do it. So every time I come up there and to make a left, I make sure I'm all the way over to the right so you can't pass me on the shoulder.
I see them there all the time passing. I've been sitting there behind cars when I had the tool truck, and people pass me on the right up against that brick wall there.
And that's why I try to stay as far right as I can when I get over there.
Run you over. I've had motorcycle pass me there one day. Plans for this weekend?
No, I didn't. I think Mama's off tomorrow, and I think she was going. She talked about going to Anderson because it was the boy's birthday. But then there's issues over at my father-in-law's house. That my wife's stepmom she's a serious hoarder, and my father-in-law's got dementia, and she can't control him. And the neighbor lady's complaining, and it's just gosh awful. Like we can't even stand to go over there. Can't stand to get in the house for not even a couple of minutes because you can't stand the stench.
Dealing with there, I have to say that's the way my mom's house was before she passed. And it was bad. And it was hard to go in there and spend any length of time. And then since she's passed, we've cleaned it up and moved things out and got rid of a bunch of it. So it's much better now that my stepdad's there, but he's got room to move around and actually use the house now. But man, when Mom was there, it was bad.
I mean, it's like she got like three pianos in there. just like, really? I don't know what you would need those for. And that, but then, you know, DSS went over there and told her she got 7 days to get it cleaned up or they're boarding it up.
Mom's was, she was a bingo-holic. So she had all kinds of bingo prizes. And so, I mean, it was just a bunch of nothing. And it was just stacked everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And then the dogs and cats just climbing all over it and urinating on this, that, and the other. It's just been, it's been a job getting it cleaned up and livable again.
And we went over there, you couldn't even navigate the kitchen. And then I think now there's some kind of broken pipe or water line or something. They keep turning the water on and off. And I mean, last time in the garage, there was just bags of trash. I mean, just the whole thing was full of bags of trash. We had a 10-yard dumpster there and had them haul it off. It was slap full on that. So I don't know. We might be over there helping my sister-in-law on Saturday.
I feel for you. I know exactly what you're going through with that. That's tough. And they're fighting you the whole time about getting rid of anything.
He'll be on the front porch in his underwear and, you know, hollering at people that are walking up down the street. And they don't live in the most prime part of town. And, you know, he's just out of control. And she can't control him. When DSS went over there the first time, she wasn't even there.
Dealing with, like I said, I've had to deal with it myself. And I beat my customers here this morning. The gate's closed. So, let me see if I can get turned around and go grab me some breakfast or something.
Wendy.
You're on Wade Hampton right now.
That place to be able to eat on Wade Hampton for sure.
A minute so I can get this trailer turned around. HK, boy, I just barely did squeak that one out.
Where were you at?
Parking lot, man, but people don't plan to have anything with other than subcompact cars in their parking lots.
Where you at?
There's grading.
I think down there they would have plenty of room.
They do on the other side of the gate, but up next to the office, they don't have any room. I mean, it's tough getting turned around in a lot of these places. That's what I deal with all day.
Along the way, Hampton?
No, I got it turned around, but I mean, there wasn't an inch to spare. I can't go into a few of my shops because there's just no way to turn around. Even when I had the tool truck, it was tough. And I don't know if I'll be able to get in there with this new one.
Ain't that thing settled?
No. Now the dilemma is the check is actually at the lien holder. They have the money to pay it off. But they can't transfer the paperwork yet because nobody at Allstate is authorized to take possession of the truck. Kind of hands you're talking about, I guess. But, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, they've been 4 days now arguing over who's got authorization to sign the paperwork to transfer the title and all the ownership over to them.
And all that worked out in the 6 months they've been dickering with it.
Found that they like to wait till the last minute to try to do anything, and then it turns into a week or two process just trying to get somebody's signature or a check cleared or, you know, anything. So I'm going to hop off here and run in and grab me a biscuit this morning. Say 7-3 to you. You be careful the rest of the way in. And this is KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hi, Trick. Hope you have an awesome day. Try to stay cool and keep that trailer right behind you and don't let nobody run into it. I'll get you maybe this afternoon. KN4TFW.